This is Joey Kleesner, and I'm a bassoonist with the Classical Revolution PHX in the studios at KBAQ today with two very special composers, Elizabeth Kennedy Bayer and Tom Peterson, both local, living in Phoenix. We're really excited about producing your music in this program. Tom, what was it that compelled you to become a composer in the first place?
I tell people that it's not so much a choice as it sort of chooses you. The study of composition isn't really learning how to compose. It's more of learning how to turn the music in your head into something that's actually valuable and interesting for other people to listen to. It's sort of learning how to control the music that is already in my head as I walk down the street.
Elizabeth, how is it that you became a composer?
In undergrad, I entered as a music education major and hated it. And I was searching around for other things to do within the school of music, and I took an intro to composition class, and I was like, oh, we should do this. And so I got my undergraduate degree, I switched to composition, and then came to Arizona to get my master's.
So could you talk a little bit about your process? How is it that you start with an idea and end up with ink on the page?
I usually look to pre-written works by composers that I admire, and I look at the very, very large-scale form of the piece. And then, you know, if that's something I want to use in my piece, I will physically draw out proportions within my piece, write down descriptive words of what I want each small section to be, and then fill in the blanks. I usually don't start with, like, three notes and then write a symphony or something. That's just not how it works.
So it's kind of like an architect who knows they need a house and they have a basic framework for a house, but then you can diverge from that.
Pretty much.
Tom.
You'll hear two of my works on the concert. Both of, they're quite different from one another, but they are both, they both share literary roots. They're both inspired by literary works. And I tend to use that inspiration quite a bit, partly because I love to read, and partly because I think music is, at its very best, a form of drama. So for me, how I built these particular pieces was very guided by the poem and by the novel on which they are based. Not in the sense that they are, you know, literal sort of moment-by-moment readings of them, but that the images, the ideas that they evoke, the things that their characters go through, the things that their characters think about. For me, that sort of points the way.
Elizabeth, I haven't heard them yet, but I'm really excited to explore the piece Space Cadet.
I have some friends, and they're in a duo, or they are a duo, French horn and viola. They're called Made of Win, and I met the French horn player at Bang on a Can a few years ago, and they commissioned a piece that was going to be at a concert that was space-themed. I pulled from YouTube some sound bites of Carl Sagan, saying some different stuff. And then I actually contacted a composer who went to Arizona State, Daniel Lentz. So I used his piece as a basis. And then I have a friend who is a DJ. His name's DJ Waveform. I said, hey, would you like to make the fixed media portion of this piece? He said, yes. So that was done, and then I wrote the French horn and viola part above that. Now, when you have a fixed media piece with fixed media or a track or a tape, usually you need cues, very audible cues for the performers so they know where they are in the piece. That was not really the case with this track. So to show where the cues are, myself and Dustin Chaffin wrote a timer in Maxim SP that went through all of the cues and helps keep the performers on track. And it also helps them with rehearsal, because then they can go to a specific cue and that will play the music at that specific cue. So it's not just performance enhancing, it also helps the rehearsal process go faster.
So when the performers play the piece, are they reading only a paper score, or is there also a screen that they refer to while they're reading?
Both, yeah, the screen and the page, and it's really big. Like, the numbers are really big. It says, you are on cue, too. So it should be easy to do both, but it's usually just a laptop in front where they can kind of, you know, see it and keep track of where they are.
It reminds me of a video game a little bit, to be honest.
I was thinking I
Both of you have works that require a soprano soloist on this program, so we're really grateful for Sarah Smith's participation. Would you mind commenting about the work that you wrote? Tom, you did a little bit about the drama, but what is it like setting a voice? You know, do you go straight to the text that was your inspiration and kind of quote it or paraphrase?
First, on the record, Sarah Smith is one of the most wonderful, versatile singers
yep.
that I've worked with. She can sing Renaissance choral music. She can sing operatic music. She can sing the strangest new music that you can throw at her. Watching her perform is worth coming to this concert, never mind us.
Yeah.
That being said, my work is for soprano, being sung by Sarah, of course, and chamber orchestra. And it's a bit of a throwback, if I'm honest, because it's inspired by Mahler's work Das Lied von der Erde. And there's a lot of just really lush, German taking a hike through the lush forest tonal harmonies.
And that's the Earth Songs, right? That's what that title means.
Yeah, Das Lied von der Erde is the Song of the Earth, mm-hmm. which is a large work. It's sort of like a symphony that Mahler wrote. It's a fantastic it's a fantastic thing. It's sort of the inspiration for my piece, Thanatopsis.
Elizabeth's piece, Little Church. You wrote this originally, I think I heard, for an amplified ensemble.
Writing for an amplified ensemble is, I mean, it's not easier in the end because there's a sound person who has to deal with everything. But it was so nice not having to worry about balance as much because you could have, let's say, the flute do something very, very quiet and you could say, hey, I need this particular sound to be brought out, and this is something you normally couldn't do. Even harps are pretty loud instruments, but if they are being quiet, then that could even be brought out more.
But what other amplified instruments did you use that are traditionally amplified and that are rarely seen in classical music settings?
Oh, just the electric guitar. Yeah.
The electric guitar, which actually has a very significant role in the piece. It's mm-hmm. practically kind of an opening cadenza, provides this seeking casual character between guitar and then harp
mm-hmm.
act together at the beginning of that piece.
Can I say, as we're talking about our music, that I think our music complements each other rather well in the sense that Elizabeth's pieces are very like fun and adventurous and outgoing. And I think my music is a bit more introverted. I don't know if that's an unkind term. I don't necessarily mean it to be. But they work well together on a concert. The fact that it's not just entirely the same. The fact that you can go to a concert and have both kinds of music or experience both kinds of music. I think that's an advantage.
Thank you so much for coming in. This has been a terrific interview with the winners of the Classical Revolution Composition Competition, Elizabeth Kennedy Bayer and Tom Peterson. And I am Joseph Kleesner, the bassoonist in the organization who will be performing, but also a co-founder and lead organizer, contributor to the Classical Revolution PHX.